News Radio, WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Let's talk a little beer. Browns game on Sunday. Indians in town. Of course, enjoying something while you're watching a sporting event. Always good. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Theater, cleveland.com with me. I want to get to what the Browns have to offer. But first, let's look back. Big crowds last weekend at our Oktoberfest. And Mark, you were there with... We had some judging and some big wins at Oktoberfest last weekend, right?
Yeah, this is a lot of fun, Bill. Every year, the first night of the four-day celebration is blind judging from a lot of beer people, who mostly home brewers. They're certified through the Beer Judge Certification Program, and I'm one of the folks they asked. They asked a couple of media celebrities, so quote unquote, to help out, and I really get into this. These guys take it very seriously. It's all local breweries, and it's basically you're seeing if a beer has been brewed to style, true to style. We judge in classic Oktoberfest, light lager categories. I got to taste some German ales, and it's a lot of fun. It's a great night. There's two dozen judges, but the amazing thing is, oh my gosh, fatheads cleaned up. Now again, this is blind judging. They go through a lot of trouble to make sure that no one knows what we're having,
right,
what we're tasting, other than the specific style of beer. Fatheads won in basically almost every single category, including the big one, the overall best in show. They have a beer called a Hellion Helles. It's a German style beer. It was named best German beer, best in show. The only category they didn't win outright was IPA, where Masthead Brewing Company won there, but they won in all the categories basically. And just, you know, you and I have talked all year about, and when Fatheads comes up, it's always because they've won this, they've won that. They place well at Great American Beer Fest. They've really helped put Northeast Ohio breweries on the map nationally, and they're doing a tremendous job. So hats off to them.
You know, one of them I saw was Bumbleberry, one that we talked about in the last few weeks, the one in the open competition, too. So way to go, Fatheads. Good stuff. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Theater, cleveland.com with me. Mentioned the weekend, Indians, of course, in town, and we've got a Browns-Steelers game on Sunday, First Energy Stadium. So take me to First Energy Stadium. Let's talk some food. Brew, what are you going to find on Sunday?
You know, I love this. A few weeks ago, Bill, we talked about the craft can program that they have in the stadium. This is the third year. They're pint cans, almost exclusively local. I believe all Ohio, plus they've got some national brands. They're doing a great job with the beer, but they also step up their food offerings, and this is amazing. So the Indians, their approach in Progressive Field was to bring in local restaurants, local breweries for dedicated stands, in addition to the Delaware North stands that they already have. What the Browns are doing with Aramark is they're really partnering with signature big-name chefs. Rocco Whalen, owner of Fahrenheit, has a huge presence in the stadium. Michael Simon, B-Spot. Jonathan Sawyer has a presence. And I got to taste some of the food that they're going to be having this year, and my gosh, I was blown away. This is definitely not your... You remember the days years ago you'd go to a football game and have a watery bun, a soggy hot dog? Those, you know, you could probably still get that, but no, these dishes are amazing. The one I was really surprised by that was decadently wonderful was a brat. They call it the breakfast brat.
Mm-hmm.
It is a bratwurst, and the bun is, of all things, the bun is a waffle. It has a little bit of sausage gravy, maple hot sauce, a bit of bacon, and a big dollop of whipped butter. And it's, you know, it's not health food, but my gosh, that was tasty. And I was really surprised. And the other thing they're having, and this is a very unique thing, they're going to have a motorized cart called, the name of the cart or the company is Jane Doe. They're going to sell edible cookie dough. This company has found a way to keep it edible because they're not using raw eggs. And you could top it like a sundae with various sprinkles and chocolate sauce and things like that. But it's they're going to have this cart. They're going to motor it around the stadium during games. They think it might have an application for for training camp out in Berea. I could see that on a hot day.
Wow.
So they're doing a lot of fun things. They're doing crazy things. They're partnering with signature chefs. So if you go to a Browns game, you're not going to walk out of there hungry, that's for sure.
Check out Mark's piece at Cleveland.com. You almost have to plan your dining, it sounds like, for the Browns on Sunday if you're at the stadium. Hey, one other event. Let me get you out of here on this. Another Oktoberfest this weekend, Saturday, tomorrow, Ohio City Brewing Company.
Yeah, there's a couple of local breweries who have started Oktoberfest events, and the most recent one coming up is what you just mentioned, Ohio City Brewing Company, right on West Market Street in Akron. They've been around not that long. I mean, they've been around in various incarnations in this location for not too long. They're starting the Highland Square Oktoberfest. It'll be 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Admission is free, and then you can buy beer and food tickets. They're going to close down one street is going to be closed down. It's also going to be paired up with Annabelle's, a local bar. They're going to have music and beer stations and things like that, and it looks like a lot of fun. Chris Barrick of the brewery reached out to me last week and said, yeah, I just want to start this up. And it looks great. And the other one, we'll talk about this down the line, but Saucy Brew Works over on the west side of Cleveland in the Hingetown area, they're starting up their own Oktoberfest, an all-day event, and that's Saturday, October 7th. So when we get closer to that, we'll talk about that as well. So, but it's neat. You've got local breweries starting the local fest, and that's a nice thing to see.
Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter, mbona30. Read up online, Cleveland.com, and in the Plain Dealer, what we're talking about with the stories he's been posting. All good info. Mark, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.